Welcome, 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 welcome everyone to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, soon to be Women Excelling Everywhere. We're doing a gentle rebrand on that, but we are excited to be here to have a wonderful conversation with my guest today, Crystal Rose. Crystal, welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Pumped to be here.
Absolutely. I am really excited because the topic we're going to be discussing today is reducing stress and burnout. And everybody who knows me as the brain lady, they know, okay, this is one of Julie's topics. She talks on it often, but I like the way that you continued that, reducing stress and burnout without sacrificing revenue, which is really, really important to women entrepreneurs. So before we get really into the conversation, let me go ahead and read some of your bio so that the audience can kind of get to know who you are. Crystal Rose is a trailblazing transformational coach and the magnetic host behind two empowering podcasts, The Embodied Baddie and Breathwork Bestie. In a world of saturated with conventional wisdom, Crystal stands out with her extraordinary approach that transcends the ordinary. Her method, it's a unique fusion of embodiment tools and subconscious reprogramming, which we all know is very important, setting her apart from the crowd of personal development gurus who merely scratch the surface, right? If you don't get to the source, it's not going to be permanent, right? With relentless dedication to high-achieving women, she has made it her mission to guide business owners, corporate luminaries, and coaches through the profound journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Her magic lies in her ability to help individuals shed the burdens of wounds, doubt, and stagnation. She's a catalyst for rapid transformation. She doesn't just inspire change. She's a force behind profound, lasting transformation. I love this. She blends wisdom, charisma, and revolutionary methods to leave you spellbound as she guides you in the journey of where you are to where you want to be. So again, welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you.
It's going to be a fun conversation for sure. As I said, I love this topic, right? Because especially now, it's so important and necessary for people to continue to remind themselves on how to deal with this and how to manage all of the things. And as women entrepreneurs, we tend to be the ones who are managing the most, right? You've got a business and all of those moving parts of the business. You may have children, you may have a spouse or a significant other that you're in a relationship with, and you're trying to manage it all. So being stressed out and getting to that burnout is can happen quite easily.
Yeah, forget the social life or like working out and all those other
exactly
things.
Exactly, right? So before we get into the depth of the conversation, give us a little bit of we heard your professional background, but what led you into this particular field of working with? Like most people, there's a story behind it, right? So what is that story with Crystal?
Yeah. So I've been a serial entrepreneur for about 10-ish years now. And like, I'm literally the person that gets an idea and will just go start a business. And and there were years where I had multiple businesses at a time. And what happened was I was running a boutique and it was very niche for women with muscles because no one was serving them at the time. And then I was also a nutrition coach. And so I had these two things going on that I was just really overwhelmed and exhausted, but I was trying so hard, just like achieve, go, go, go. And what ended up happening was I wanted to grow the nutrition coaching business. And I ended up in a random webinar, you know, thinking I'll just get a nugget and go, I'm not going to buy her thing. And I was like, wow, this sounds like she could really help me blow up that business. And so I got into the certification program that was the work that I coach and teach now. And it just blew my mind. I mean, it changed my entire life in a matter of like months. And then 6 months in, because I thought I knew everything, I was like, oh no, I have to coach this work. I have to live this and do this. And so I gave my nutrition coaching business away. I had coaches under me. I gave them all of my clients, all of my IP, and was like, go. And then I ended up closing my boutique down eventually so I could go all in on this. But this really changed my life, and the way that I built this business is exactly how I teach and coach and help my clients with. And so it's been like an actual embodiment of the work in all ways.
I love it. I love it. So you not only have the knowledge, but you also have literally you walk the walk. And
that's the most important part, you know, like the most important part. We all can think up here and we know what to do and we know what to say, right? Giving the advice, but I can't take it type thing.
Yeah, totally. I find that a lot of times that's so important that if you're going to teach something, you have to be able to experience that yourself.
Yes.
And live it. And there's lots of times that I catch myself, right? I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not doing my mindfulness exercise. Or, wow, I'm really scattered. Why am I so scattered and not able to focus? And I'm like, that's exactly what I teach. So I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I have to go back through the steps myself. So it's a beautiful thing to keep us on track and in touch with what we teach as coaches and consultants.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you work in your bio. It sounds like you work with people, and you're not just with entrepreneurs, but you're also working with corporate women or any woman achieve that higher level and deal with the stress and burnout.
Yeah. I have women in the military. I have stay-at-home moms that are high achievers, you know, that are, want to win at momming, you know? So yeah. I do work with, I consider them to be that higher level woman. Cause it's a mindset. Like it's a state of being, right? It's an identity, having that higher level. I do work with a lot of entrepreneurs for sure. Cause that's who I used to be, right? The burned out entrepreneur, and I am an entrepreneur. So it's natural that I work with them, but yep, corporate rock stars and from other coaches to stay at home moms to into the military, like everything in between.
Yeah. So with that in mind, can you share some of the practical strategies that you teach your clients about how to manage, because there's so many things to juggle, and juggling all of that can be stressful. So it leads to the stress. And if you're doing that day after day after day, that of course then leads to the burnout.
Right.
So what are some practical steps that anyone listening right now can implement that is going to help them to deal with that, reduce the stress, manage the burnout, and do so without having to take an active step back out of their business and reduce their income or their revenue?
Right. That's the most important part, honestly, because most women are like, if I stop now, if I slow down, it's all going to fall apart. I can't maintain this. I had to work really, really hard. I have to keep working really, really hard. And that's where I think a lot of the fear lies in making a shift, for sure. But as far as practical strategies, I think what really needs to happen is there has to be an awareness of what's going on first before we can do anything, right? So I think there are two major pieces at play. One is the fight or flight response. We're in it all the time. We're not using it for what it was meant to be used for, right? And so there needs to be this understanding and this awareness that when we're wide open in fight or flight, everything else is not going to be optimal. So if a zebra is running from a lion, is the zebra thinking about what to have for lunch tomorrow? Is the zebra thinking about procreation? Is the zebra thinking about the next great business idea? No, it's thinking run, survive, right? And we're actually dumber when we're in this state, because all the blood leaves our brain and it goes into our front legs and our back legs so we can run.
Yep.
And so we're in that state constantly that we are not meant to be in all the time. It is for survival. Now we feel like we're going to die when we get a mean email, or when a client leaves us, or you know, anything that can happen in our business now feels like life and death. And so when we're in that space all the time, that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
And most of us are. I know I was. And then the other side is a capacity issue. So you can do 11 billion things in your business and have multiple projects outside of it and all this stuff. But if your capacity is here, right? And you're operating here, it's going to feel overwhelming. So one of the things that this work does in the embodiment tools and the subconscious reprogramming is expand your capacity. So now you could still be doing every single thing that you're doing. Now you have more space. for all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have to, what is something that an individual can do right now? Like they get off this podcast and they, or they stop listening or they stop mm-hmm. watching and they're going, okay, I recognize this. I feel this, right? We talk about that, how that frontal cortex, the prefrontal cortex, which is that higher thinking in the mm-hmm. brain, right? It shuts down when you're in that fight flight mm-hmm. and you hit the nail on the head. That's always going, yeah, you're on the nose, right? Because it's like, you can't think. You literally can't think. You're running just on autopilot. Mm-hmm. So for what are one of the, I know it's funny because awareness being the first thing, I teach an ACT method and the A stands for awareness. So it's perfectly mm-hmm. aligned. What can someone do if they're listening and they go, okay, I recognize I'm in this. What are some of the techniques that you might teach or an instant thing that someone can do or start? I shouldn't say instant because it's never really instant, mm-hmm. but what's something they can do to in the moment, let that oxygen shift back up. Right. Get out of the fight flight and into yeah. a higher thinking, because it takes, that's the first step, I feel, really. Right. Because you have to think mm-hmm. and you can't think without all of that oxygen, glucose and micronutrition. So what's one of those tools that you teach to help women to do that in the moment?
And this is going to sound so basic and like you're going to want to turn this off immediately after I say it. But it's real, and it's take 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, and not just like, but like, and let whatever sound or sigh or whatever wants to come out on that exhale, because the opposite of fight or flight is rest and digest. And mm-hmm. your sympathetic nervous system is activated when you're in that fight or flight, and your parasympathetic nervous system is activated when you're in that rest and digest. And in order to activate it, we've got to slow down. The breath is directly connected to the vagus nerve, which is like the king, the responsible one for that rest and digest. So when we take some deep breaths and just get in your body, that brings you out of your brain, puts you in your body, and then just notice a feeling or sensation you feel in your body to bring you in, to anchor you in. So maybe when you're really stressed out, right? Maybe you've got a pace in your heart and you can feel it. Maybe there's a pit in your stomach, right? And so it's just, okay, I am noticing there is a pit in my stomach right now. And that just like drops you into your body. So if you were to just, this is one of the things I do. I have like a free 3-day embodiment challenge just to like get a little taste of what this is, you know? Set an alarm 3 times a day that just says, hey girl, breathe. And it makes you stop and take 3 deep breaths mm-hmm. and suddenly you're shifted. Suddenly something feels different.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Breathing. I basic. Totally. Right.
But yeah, we're not doing like, it.
We're not doing it. And the more stressed you get, the shallower your breaths get. So you're breathing from here as opposed to breathing from the diaphragm.
Yeah.
And you need to, and then your shoulders move in and you're just not. Mm-hmm. And when you're restricting your breath to your body, you're also restricting it to your brain. And when you're restricting oxygen to your brain, you're restricting the ability to think. So
all those things. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I agree. It seems very basic, but it's very, very, very functional.
Yeah.
And it helps. It helps.
And that's the space. Like I always tell my clients, you know, the options open up when you get in your body. Things that you didn't even consider or were not thinking about or were not coming to you when you were up in your head and just, you know, and that like mm-hmm. chaotic kind of space, when you drop into your body and you are centered in that space, suddenly more options, more ideas, everything opens up. And it doesn't feel as like urgent anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those things that the more you, when you do that, you're actually able to then accomplish more.
Mm-hmm.
So you think like, if I slow down, I'm not going to accomplish as much. But in actuality, when you slow down, you're able to, your cognitive ability becomes better.
Yeah.
And you're able to accomplish more, which brings kind of to the second question is that many people feel like, okay, I've got deadlines. I have to push. I've got to push to that limit because I want to achieve that financial success, or in a corporate career, I want to achieve that, you know, that higher career, that higher level or that C-suite or climb in that C-suite, how do you help your clients to reframe that thought process? Because if that's what your brain thinks you need to do, mm-hmm. that's what your brain is going to support you in doing. Like it's going to, your brain listens to anything you say in your mind, right? Anything you think in your mind, the brain is just like, okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Right. So if your brain is getting that message, right, it's going to constantly push that. But how do you help your clients kind of reframe into a healthier balance between having drive and being ambitious, mm-hmm. but at the same time being able to be healthy and have well-being?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the times our drive and ambition comes from a place of wounding. It comes from a place of not enoughness. And if I achieve X, then I'll be worthy, right? These aren't conscious thoughts necessarily in our head, but this could be underground unconscious programming. You know, maybe as a child growing up, you got straight A's and your parents were so proud of you and so excited. And it was like, whoa, I like how this feels, right? Or you excelled at sports and dad really loved that and patted you on the head. I was like, you're doing a great job. And so there could be some unconscious drive in here that if I do enough, I will be loved. If I achieve X, I will be worthy. And we just keep going because it doesn't quite feel the way we thought it would feel when we achieve it, right? Yeah. Like, okay, I thought this is a big, crazy, scary goal I had last year. Here I am sailing past it. I guess I need a new goal. Boom, yeah. On to the next, right? No celebration. Yeah. So what I like to do is if there's a behavior like perfectionism or that addiction to achievement, I don't focus on that behavior. I'm not like, let's think about this differently, because that just gets you in your mind, that keeps you in your head. I like to find out where it came from. What's the root mm-hmm. of this? How did this get here? You're not a perfectionist. That's not a personality trait. That's a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
So where did we achieve that? Where did that come from? Because that's not who you are at your true core, at your essence. That's layers of conditioning that have happened over time. So before we can even have that conversation of, you know, how to reframe your thoughts, it's like, we got to get to that root. And oftentimes what I see is when, instead of focusing on that behavior and we focus on the root and we start unraveling, it goes away. It's not a thing anymore. We don't have to go, 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 do, do, do. You know, I had a client the other day was actually, she goes, normally I would just power through, right? I was annoyed and I didn't want to be there, but I had all this stuff to do at work. And she's like, I was like, I own this business. They can do this without me. She's like, I got up, I left, I went and had a nice lunch. Then I went to the coffee shop and I worked from there and I was so productive. And it was like, she never would have done that if I had told her to do that. It had to come from her after all of these months, you know, several months of unraveling the go, 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 push, 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 force, force, force.
Right. That's a very good point. Very, very good point. And I like what you said. It's I want to reemphasize that because I have met a lot of people. So mm-hmm. many people have trauma from their past, right? Mm-hmm. And trauma is real. However, that trauma doesn't always need to be like, I will meet people that are like, well, you know, there wasn't abuse. There wasn't right. this, there wasn't death in the family. But when you said the achieving, being rewarded for high achievement mm-hmm. causes a mindset of expectation on your, that you put on yourself. Yeah. So I often tell people, it's not just things you were criticized for.
No,
it's things you were rewarded for. And if that reward is a stretch or it's outside of your natural brain talents, or it is something that has programmed, as you said, in your mind, that desire for perfectionism that I have to constantly be, you know, I have to get straight A's for the rest of my life.
Right.
Right. In A+. Every aspect. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So that's a really good point. Yeah. So identifying that source and why you feel the way that you do or why you're driven like that. That's important. That's really important. Mm-hmm. Now, under the topic of this stress and burnout and not, you know, dealing with that without having to give up the, you know, that financial piece or, you know, forego income, it is, the stress and burnout is oftentimes intertwined with this FOMO. right? Either a fear of missing out or competition with somebody else. Like, and this is huge right now. Oh, what social media is doing to the brain is just insane, you know, because it causes so much of it. It's like, oh, this business builder is doing this. And so why am I not doing it? Or I need to work harder so I can achieve that same, you know, that same level. And it programs your brain. So how can someone shift their mindset away from that so they can truly not get wrapped up in that, you know, the vanity metrics, so to speak, but really, really focus on what matters in their life, what matters to them, and what matters for their business without that, you know, I'm in constant competition, or I'm going to miss out on this if I don't achieve that.
Yeah. I think one of the thing that kind of blew my mind when I realized this and that I share with my clients a lot is that all strategies work. All of them work, but not all of them will work for you, because if your energy is not behind it, you're going to hate it, right? And there could be something you're doing in your business that's gangbusters, that's making you the money that you hate. And you might think to yourself, well, the things I like doing don't make me money, right? Well, that's not what makes the money. And it's like, okay, but if you've done this for so long and your people, your customers, your clients, whatever, are trained to respond in this way, you do something different once or twice, they're not there yet. They're not there with you. You haven't brought them along, right? And so there's that piece of, if I gave you a guitar and you've never played the guitar before, are you going to be able to play some amazing like guitar solo or like play a whole song? No, you probably can't even play Hot Cross Buns. You don't know anything about the guitar. And so after a couple lessons, you might know a few things. After 6 weeks, you could probably play one song, right? But you're not going to be a master at it yet. And so when we want to integrate something that actually really lights us up in our business and we don't know how it's going to go, but we love it, we've got to give it the space and the time while shifting out of the other thing. And what people don't realize is that maybe there's not a direct ROI in doing certain things in your business, right? Like, just because it doesn't directly make you money doesn't mean it doesn't make you money, because having that aliveness and that excitement and that energy gives you more energy and more space and then bleeds into the rest of your business. People can feel it. So if you're showing up doing something you don't like, and you no matter how fake you are and like act like you're having fun, people can feel, they don't know what it is, but they can feel that you don't love it. Yeah. But if you are alive and excited in those parts of your, you know, of your business, it can be felt, and people are like, I don't know what it is, but I love her. Like, I want more of it, you know? So it's like, we've got to let go of the fear that doing this is the way this is what works for me. And that, well, if they're doing that, I should be doing that. If you hate what she's doing, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, don't even start, because the energy is just not, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different for everyone. Everyone's business is different. Everyone running the business is different.
Yeah. Great points. Great points. Being authentic to yourself. You're so right. That's like smiling, right? If you're on the phone, they'll always tell you, you got to smile. You got it, because you're going to feel that on the other end of the phone. You may not even see the person, but you're going to hear it. You're going to feel that energy. So very important to be authentic to what works for you, right?
And something that worked before you may not like it anymore. It may not work for you anymore. And maybe that needs a refresher. Maybe you need to, you know, zhuzh things up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Change it. And I think that's one of the great benefits of constantly learning, right? Constantly learning, constantly being with a mentor, constantly educating yourself at conferences. And, you know, I don't go to nearly as many conferences as I did when I first started the business. And I'm not telling someone that they should be spending thousands of dollars to go every single week to a conference. Right. That's not my point. But continuing your education and continuing to look at alternative ways of doing things and different people's experiences, or listening to podcasts like this, where you're listening to a lot of different experts and finding something that resonates with you, and connecting with those people, mentoring under those people who you resonate with. Yeah. I think that's a great benefit of that.
And you can, and that adds to confidence too, right? Like I can say with confidence that I'm the best at what I do because I know that I continually invest in my skills and I continue to embody the work over and over again. So even someone who worked with me 2 years ago is going to get a completely like a whole upgrade with me now because I know that I'm continually doing the work and upgrading my skill set. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that keeps the brain fresh too, you know?
Totally.
I always tell people, again, I always go to the brain, right? That's what you know, makes me get all excited. But
totally,
I always tell people, you know what? I want as many neural connections and as many neural pathways as I can possibly have, mm-hmm. because it is inevitable that as you grow older, pathways will die. There's a possibility of like it happens, just like mm-hmm. skin cells die, right? Like they're gonna. So I want to add more constantly. Then I lose.
I'm with you.
I love it. So now you worked, we talked about at the beginning, the different people that you work with. Can you share mm-hmm. a success story of how you helped someone reduce the stress and yet improve their business all at the same time?
Yeah. So I have this one. I mean, there's several. There's a lot. I have this one client, Sarah, who she changed a lot about her business after we started working together. So she was in stress all the time, fight or flight, looking around, what should I do? What should I do? Everyone's doing, you know, da 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 da. And we had to really get to the heart of like, what do you want? Like genuinely, like, what do you want to do? And she had just closed a brick and mortar store. And she had two total. And she was just like, I'm like, I get a feeling you don't want this other store. And she's like, well, our leases have been 5 years. And so by then I'll probably let it go. And I'm like, you don't have that much time. You don't have that much time. Like you're miserable like already. Like you're not going to go 5 years. So as we worked together, she ended up franchising that store to someone like amazing. Like how did that even happen? Right. It ended up happening, went completely online, which had been on her heart and what she wanted to do. And within 5 months of being online, she reached her like dream revenue goal, like per month. It was nuts. Like I've never seen anything like that. Right. It was just boom, boom, boom to do it. And she was having so much fun. And that was the best part is that she wasn't just grinding to get this, to achieve this. She was having the best time. She was doing things that worked for her that didn't make any sense to anyone else. And other people in the industry would be like, oh, you should do this or what about that? And she's like, I can't even talk to people anymore about it. She's like, because they don't get it. They don't get me. And I don't want that. And I don't care if that makes me millions of dollars. That's not what I want. I want to feel this and I want to do it this way. And she was still really, really successful. And I work with lots of women who are multi seven figure business owners. I mean, they're making millions of dollars a year and they hit that point where they're like, I don't even care. Yeah. I don't even care. Even if it does reduce my revenue, they're like, I don't want to feel this way anymore.
I just want to be happy.
Owns, yeah. They're like, the business owns me, you know, I want to be happy and they're ready to quit. And it's like, we don't have to quit. And we can shift things around so you can feel so good and so like have so much fun. Like, why are we doing this if we're not having fun and we don't have that freedom that we set out in the very first place to have the, you know, time freedom, money freedom, when really you're just like trapped,
yeah,
you know? So Sarah is like, well, she's one of my favorite success stories because it was just so cool to watch her just go from I have to do, mm-hmm. yeah, to like, oh, well now, you know, now I'm having like a blast and no one understands it. Yeah. Not making so much more money.
That's amazing. And it's, what do you think the key factors were for her in that transformation?
I think shedding a lot of those coping mechanisms, the layers of all of the conditioning, the things she's been told and the things, you know, and there were deep wounds in there. There were fears in there that we needed to heal. And uncover. And so in healing that, it was like, it just opened up so much more, you know, it opens up more mm-hmm. space and we're not defaulting to like these behaviors to keep us safe or, you know, being fearful of changing something, you know, it really was the most authentic version of her like that peeling everything back. That's what I always tell people, that higher self, that when people say, you know, the best possible version of myself, right? Who is that person? That person is not you. And it's you without all of this, these conditioning and the layers that you acquired over time.
Yeah, totally. I love it. So we are pushing the 30 minute mark here. So I want to be sure to keep it at that sweet spot for our listeners. You have a group approach. So if somebody's listening and they're like, you know what, I'd like to work with Crystal Moore, mm-hmm. and your website is crystalrose.com. So fairly simple, CHRYSTAL rose.com. And I love your email. Your email is hi. When I read that, I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Hi, Crystal Rose. Yeah, well, it keeps people from randomly guessing it with just by putting Crystal at Crystal Rose.
Yeah. Or info, you know, everybody has info. I have info, but hi, that's so cool. You have a group coaching program. You said that you do twice a year. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this program, it's for that high level woman, mainly entrepreneurs. Who have that mindset of they're going to do whatever it takes to be successful, but then they also want to be happy. And I wanted to create something that was very in line with like my one-on-one. I didn't want it to be like, there's one-on-one and let's take a step down to this group. It's almost like the group is better now at this point with all of the things I've put into it. And it's such a small, intimate group because like they say, you are the five people that you spend the most time with. So what if you spent the most time with 8 to 10 women who are crushing it, like we're all lions running, right? And doing the inner work and what's important. Because one of the things I found with my one-on-one clients is that they're like, I'm on an island. You know, they're not on an island. I was their Wilson. They're on this island. Just no one gets me anymore. And I feel like I can't relate and I don't want to do it that way. And the advice doesn't work anymore. I'm in the wrong rooms. So I wanted to make the room that felt to all where they were all going. So I'm so excited about it. I love group work. And especially if you do have kind of like things with other women, we get to heal that and we get to work through that. And it's like, you have this true supportive girl gang that they're going to hype you up and hold you accountable so that everyone rises together.
I love it. All right. So they can find out more about that, I'm sure, at crystalrose.com.
Yep. They can apply for it because it is an application process, and then hop on a call with me and we can chat about it, see if it's a good fit.
Awesome. And you can, the listeners can also stay connected with her on Facebook. And this is interesting, Facebook and Instagram, you are, and I'm going to read this off. So it's facebook.com/ instagram.com/ XTAL. So you're spelling Crystal XTAL, Rose. So everybody, I will also, this will also be in all of the show notes.
I also have with the Instagram, because I felt like I grew it really big. And so there's like 10,000 followers on there. And I felt like I wasn't really reaching the right people anymore. So I did start a new Instagram called The Embodied Baddie. It's a smaller account, but it's more focused on this. So just for...
So we'll be sure to add that in the show notes for anyone that's listening. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today, Crystal. This was a fun conversation. I love talking with people who there's such a synergy and such a agreement in how you do things. And I appreciate your work, and I appreciate you being a guest.
I appreciate you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And for those who are listening, be sure to stay connected with us at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Although as of January 1st, we will be womenexcellingeverywhere.com. We're really making a big shift connected to our upcoming co-authored book under the same title and our private membership group under the same title, womenexcellingeverywhere.com, with our Women Success Collective. So we are super excited to have everybody listening today. I am honored, Crystal's honored, that you took the time to spend with us and to listen to the message. We hope that it helped you in one or two areas of your life and will help you to shift your mindset just a little bit and look at things a little bit differently. Stay connected to both of us. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, concerns, or thoughts, or maybe you have a great book that you want reviewed, or you yourself would like to be interviewed, or maybe you have a topic you want to see covered, I will search that out. So send us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com and we will get that handled for you. And until next time, I want everyone to roll your shoulders back, take that nice deep breath. Go out there and simply enjoy every moment. All right, until next time.